For most of his life, Terry made do with opportunist, moderate, and something of a slave. He was born in 1812, which is the year in terms of Tchaikovsky, we called him to think of in relation to the word overture. And most of the made do with it, or most of his life, were overtures. They were promising start, but didn't lead anywhere in particular, or just didn't out. He started writing in the 1830s, when he was in London, like a lot of bright young men, and like those other bright young men, he was willing to try anything. And he failed at almost everything. In 1835, he started to edit a journal called Figaro in London, which was a satirical rag, and it didn't quite clear his eyes again, and it collapsed forward later in 1839. In 1841, he was one of the founders of the satirical journal Punch. But he was ousted as the editor of that after less than a year in charge. In fact, about the only thing he was successful at was writing a part called The Wandering Minstrel in 1834, and even that was probably just because it was a kind of autobiography in disguise. He too was something of a wandering minstrel. He was a pen for hire, a bit like a gunslinger in the Wild West. He was a penslinger. He would wander everywhere and do anything to swing enough money to get him through to the next paving. And unfortunately, nothing really worked out. It was only with London Labour and the London Tour that he finally lighted on something that seemed to have some kind of fame for him. He kept him going for about the next 15 years.